Okay, a Thursday night, or le Zion Tammuz, Shmaitzah Shir, and we're in Shmaitzah Zion, Perakei, and we're going to start with the paragraph. The Shmaitzah right now is holding that on Kaponim, if you violate the din of Yehorek Val Yavar, and you're Oiver, can't be Amid Ben Nisayon, but you still do not become Pasul Eidus. Just like we know you don't become Pasul Eidus if you're Moira Heter on certain things, right? And, right? So you Pasul Eidus, you have to do it like Baif and Rishus, whatever. So Yehorek Val Yavar, even though you've amazed and violated the din, and you knew the din of Yehorek Val Yavar, but you couldn't do it. So the Shmaitzel is Mechadesh, it holds that you don't become Pasul Eidus.
Technically,
don't no. Yes and no. There's two types of psul eidus. One is what you are saying, an aveira that makes you into a rasha because there's malchus, the hulu. And then there's something called rasha d'chamos. If you do something for money, for gain, for money, then you're also psul because the psul being, like, we're afraid someone will bribe you and you'll say false eidus. I mean, that's the rationale. But the halachic term is Rosh of the Chumos. So here, the Shmaitzah's problem was this should be a Rosh of the Chumos because he's gaining something out of it, like his life. So then he says, that's such a big deal. A life is a big deal. It's such a big deal that ironically it prevents you from becoming Pasul Eidus. You couldn't do it. We're up to the paragraph that starts with Ubishavitz. The sellers of Shuvah Noi to Behuda. Shuvah Achas, Miravagon, Achocho, Mirenu, Harav, Venu, Harav, Yevitzvah, Kuchar, David. Hiksha Bazet. Mehad the Armina Bitsuba is very vague, but the Omer of Meir, Einem on him Leposlo. The question of Edom saying that the Hasimus of the Star are no good. Bomber of Chista, Kosovar of Meir, Eidim she'omru lohem chismu sheker. It turns out in the Cheshbon HaSugya, they're saying Ksav Yodeinu who's Avol Anusim Hoyinu. So a mayor holds they're not Nehman to Pasul the Shtar. You don't say a Pesha Osar. Why? Because Sovra Meir Eidim she'omru lohem chismu sheker v'al tehorgu et yehorg v'al yavor yehorgu v'al yechosmu sheker. That's what a mayor holds. We shouldn't talk about how does that fit in with the Gimel Chamuras. Is this a fourth one? What is this? Well, the Bonami holds like that. And therefore, they're saying they're a shun.
How do you get the case? What happened?
Very simply. They signed falsely on a star. It didn't happen. They signed that it did happen. They signed the star of law. Now, Rameyer holds, the Gemara is Mahabamina held that Rameyer holds. Normally, you have, it's Pesha Asa. It's a case of Pesha Asa. If Adam says, "Sav Yodenu who's there," "Avol Anusim Hayinu," we were forced into signing. It's not true, so they believe because of our peshos. Rameh did not believe. Why aren't they believed? Peshos. The word says Rameh holds that they're saying they're Rishon because it's Yehorek Val Yavar. They weren't allowed to give in. Okay.
Why is it because of Yehorek Val Yavar? It's regular.
He holds it's Yehorek Val Yavar to sign false testimony. That's the Gemara's Havamin. The Gemara then says another reason for a mayor, because it doesn't want to accept this. But in the Havamin of the Gemara held that a mayor holds that signing falsely is Yehorek Val Yavar. Okay? You with me? Now, so what? So why don't they have a Pesha Asar? Why aren't they believed? Because Pesach, why aren't they believed? Why is that a reason? So the Pashtus in the Gemara is that they're saying they're a Shoyim. And Ein Adam Atzmai made some. And Ein Adam made some Atzmai Rasha. But that's the cash on the Shmaitz. You say that's the cash.
I don't know what you're talking about.
If I say that I was over a Yavro
Yavro, I'm
Pesach from Eidus. That's why they're not Nemon. The answer is the rule that says you're not Nemon to say that you're a Pesach from Eidus. You're not Nemon. The rule of Ein Adam Meis Matzmei Rasha is that you're not Neman to say that you're Pasul La'edus.
Right.
They're not Neman to say they signed falsely, thus making them Pasul La'edus. They're not Neman. Ein Adam Meis Matzmei Rasha, they're not Neman to say that they signed the star falsely and that they are Pasul La'edus.
And it's signed falsely because of Anus. Anus is not Rishus.
That is the kasha on the shmaitza. So you see an offen a gemara lachora, not like my yisoid is the shmaitza. Here's an offen a gemara that when it's yehorik val yavor, and they weren't able to be oimed b'nisoyon, they do become possibly edus, because the gemara says that's why they're not nemun to say that that's what happened. They're not nemun to say that that's what happened because of any of the mason that's my rosha.
What's
Los? I don't know what Los Chaluhu. Okay. For Kasadu, does that have a safer concise Achleishan? The Loi Kosher Midi. That is a big yisod. The Shmaita says another big yisod. One big yisod deserves another. Normally, when you learn Gemara and you come across the rule of Ein Adam Meis Matzmei Rosho, you learn the way I just said, that it means you're not Nemon to say that you're Pasul Eidus. That makes this sugya shver, because that means they are Pasul Eidus. Even though it's you heard by Yavor, and all they did was not be Oymed B'Nisayon. Yep. Now the Shmaita is being Mechadish, this is the Ktsois, he wrote it in the Ktsois, that Ein Adam Meis Matzmei Rosho is a much more general rule. It's you're not Naaman to say you did a Meiser Rishus. Even if you don't become Hasleidus. We don't believe you. You say you're a Rosho, you say you did something bad, you're not Naaman. It's more than just I can't say I'm Apostle of Eight. It's more than that. It's you're not Neman to say you did a Maaser Rishus. For Kasadu Bezeh B'Seif Ketzayis Achleisha V'Loi Kosher Midi Davol Gav Da'anusin Ein Psulin B'Kach Le'edus V'Komokom. But they did Shalom Kedin, right? V'Komokom Kol Shalosu Shalom Kedin U'Chetayra Ein Edemesu Matzmei Rosh Shalom Shalosu Shalom Ketayra V'Alocha. You don't become Pasul Eidus, but the Maisa you said that you did an Avla.
Only
a high time name. Chmoshe Veno Shem Raya Lazet. The Shmaita says, when I wrote the Ktsois, I brought a Raya to this recite. Mihod the Amru, the Eidim Shamra Amona Hoyu Dvarenu. They said a certain star was just written to have available if you want to borrow money. Amona means I trust you, that you're not going to collect with the star if there's no loan. So we wrote out the star, and they even signed. They said, I trust him, and he's not going to collect with the star if there's no loan. So, but they're not allowed to do that, really. You're not allowed to do that. It's asking for trouble. So the Eidim that say, Amona hayu dvarenu, ain't the Amonim. So the Gemara says they're not Nemun, even when there's a Pesha Asar. Mishum da Avlohu v'ena da Mesa Masmi Rasha. Says the Shmaitzo, or the Ktsois, v'loi motzinu shenifzalu eidim shechosmu atzmur al amona. No way do you find that it, in other words, they trusted the guy never to use the star, so you don't find that they become posel. You don't find they become posel of eidim. You're not Rishoyim, maybe you're not supposed to do it because it's asking for trouble. But Rishoyim, they didn't intend to say false Eidus. They trusted the guy that he would never use the shtar. El al karchach, says the Shmaitzer, slash Ptsois, Tafila b'mogam shenoy lifsa le'edus, kol she'enu ketorah, if you're doing something inappropriately, wrong, havalei meitzu masmei rosho, enudem nemer alasmei b'kach, even if you're not saying you're a posel le'ed. I don't know where you draw the line. I don't know. I don't know.
What did the children do?
The children, he becomes Eish Rasha. That's always like that. What does that have to do with anything? You mean, even if he's talking about the peers, when he subsequently did tshuva? I don't know. Uche'eit says the Shmaitza, he named Otsosi b'Koreinu Eila. I found the favorish what I'm saying. B'chadushi Arashma of Great Beis Dixubis. On this Gemara. Ayin Shom Bahad Omer Av Chis the Kasavra Meir Eidim She'omru Lohem Chis Mushek of Baal Tehargu Yehargu Val Yechas Mushek. That's the Gemara's Havamin and Rameir. It's Yehargu Val Yad. So the Rashma asks, Father God, the Kaimel on Engel Hadover Shoymeid Mekmei Pikuach Nefesh Al Ashloisha Dvorim. So how could the Rameir hold like that? We know that it's only three things that are Rameir Mekmei Pikuach Nefesh. Bikomakom, so the Rashi gives the following answer. Very interesting answer. He says, Mid the Chasidusu, the Likdavulo Yechos Mosheke. Enechanami, you're not Mechuyuv too. You only Mechuyuv to be Meis Nefesh for the three biggies. For this, you're not Mechuyuv too. But you should. It's a Mid the Chasidus to do it. The Loyav the Ochi. And this is a big kiddush. You're going to go out of your box now. You want to know how big the avla has to be, how small the avla could be. The Rashba saying, if you're not willing to do a midos chasidus, the bisach shayna harcha. And you're not naman to say you didn't want to do a midos chasidus. It's a tremendous kiddush. This is the Rashba. The loyav the hochi mashvi nafshayu rishi. No! You're not posela edus.
No,
it's a Rasha. It's a Rasha. So that's the Shmaitz's Raya, that the Rasha holds like him too. That any of the Mesa Matzmai Rasha is even if you don't become possibly Aedus. The tremendous Kiddush of the Rashba is that he's saying that till now, before we learned the Rasha, we assumed Rameir holds the Dinah Zayar Gal Yavar. That's all.
What right does he have to say?
The Rashba's saying that's ludicrous. Rameh is not chaylik on the cloud. The Gemara never had a havamina that Rameh is chaylik on the cloud of that only three things are even to say pikuach nefesh. No way. So then the Rashi was mechavish. It's a midas chasidus to give up your life for it, and it's also called ein of the meis matzvei rasha if you didn't want to do a midas chasidus.
I'm going to be a rasha if you don't want to do a midas
chasidus. That's the Rashi's chiddush. I don't know what they you know. I guess, but of the bottom, it's certainly a riot to the Shmaitzer's Yisoid, because you certainly don't become possibly Eidus, man, that's for sure, right? You don't become possibly Eidus, you just didn't do a Midas Chasidus. So that's also called Eidus Demetri Matzoi Rasha, but of the bottom, you certainly see the Shmaitzer's Yisoid, that Eidus Demetri Matzoi Rasha applies even if you don't become possibly Eidus.
What's that in the mirror about, though?
According to the Rashba, it's very good. According to the Rashba, you're not mechuyev. You should.
Why should you?
False testimony is a very big deal. You're falsifying the world. You're making the world into a false place.
Okay. Well, Otherwise,
he's
supposed to be alive under any circumstances.
So the Rashba's saying, no,
Rameh, you're holding.
I understand it. Witnesses are a very powerful force. The Torah believed them. Abishnai made them Yochum Dover. Falsifying your Eidus is like a very terrible thing. You're attacking the foundations of the world. Maybe it's even worse than murder.
So the whole Eidus is a star.
It's not about an ishtar. You want to know what would he hold by oral testimony? Maybe he would hold the same thing. I don't know. Good point. But maybe he, you know, why shouldn't he hold that way by oral testimony? I mean, I don't want to say definitively because I don't know. But maybe Taka only the star? I don't know. Mavur, a component you see from the Rashi that much, Tafidu Hecha Deleka Issa Teira, even if there's no Issa at all, Elisheinu Chosid Bekach, Havalei Mashvei Nafshei Rashiya. And in the Domesim Matzvei Rashi, because Kev Hecha De Ober Al Das, Shemuchuyev La Asoso, so certainly when you don't do something you're Mechuyev to do, even if you're not Possel Eidos, because you couldn't control yourself, you want to live, instinct of preservation, Havali Mashri Nafshi Rishov, because that bore of a dike. Okay, dike. The Ketumen Hiksha, the Ketumen is coming from the Yisod that's in the Shulchan Aruch. That even though you heard about this Yisod, that even though you heard about the Avar, but if they weren't named in the Nisayan, they don't become possibly Yehudis. That's the Shulchan Aruch we saw. So the Tumim asks Mitzvus HaRashba, a person says, Shekosu Blamer Aniso Nisi Yemishtach, I was Mezaneh, so he's not Nehman because Enedem Eishim Atzmai Rasha. But and here we don't, V'loi Pal Ginen Dibura Lomo La'omso, because the honest one is kachas lo. There's no case of honest. There's no pagin in the bure. Then kishri elu ledas. Uvansuhu goyim is yorik val yavon. Right? Okay. So that's the Rashba.
Technical point.
Yeah. The honest one. But the point is that he's not Nehmon. Wait. Hare the mitzvah le'edus be'elu she'yehoreg val yavar ayin sham. That's the Tumim's question.
It looks like the reason we don't believe in Bayan Tzu Goyim is because he'd be puzzled from Eidus.
Yes, so that's right. So he's saying, U'b'sefek sa'isachayshim sham, yoshavti gam kem b'zeh. Deinu nemon loimra nizu nizu yimishnachal v'afilu ba'an tzuhud loy mitzvah le'edus. It's just another, he's saying, I also answered the Tumim's kasha with this yesod. Ayin sham. It's the same thing. It's really a repetition. He's just addressing the Tumim's kasha.
It's not possible.
So how is the Schmeitzer fanfaring the Rashba? By saying that the Rashba holds and then Ein of the Mesa in Russia is not just by Psul Eidus, but it's any time you did an Avla. Yeah? Now the Schmeitzer is going to be Chayzer. Ucha Eis, he's an honest fellow, he's honest.
He thinks. Eis is Bonanti.
Ucha Eis is Bonanti. I thought it over. He's going to say it's muchach and shas, it's muchach and the Gemara that you don't say any of the mitzvahs of Russia only if you become posel eidus. And then the pshat is because l'dvor of Russia, really the Gemara is Russia, many places in shas is l'dvor of Russia, the Russia posel eidus, which means it's only if you are posel eidus. Okay, but if you stopped till you did an avla, you nemon. Chesus benanti the b'divi arash b'lekel amei mahachi. The hamuchach b'shas the hechad alay mitzvah le'edus mashvi nafshei rasha. You could raya mehad the amru b'yavamit perik beis b'had the tnan. Haraktiv, if someone says, I killed your husband, lo yiso asishto, right? And Eidecho is not meant to say someone died, but if he said, I killed him, so it's, he can't marry her. Now, I mean, he can never marry the woman. If he's the one that said, your husband died, he can't marry the woman. Okay? But she could get married, right? But
she's still believing.
Yeah, she could get married. even if he said I killed him. Who knew who the loyisa? Hola acher tinose. Bama Rav Yosef Loni Ravani Laonsi. Who va acher mitstarfen lahorgo? The Ritzoni Rasha Hu. The Torah Omra of Toshis Yotchem Rasha Leo Seit Chomos. Then you can't be mitzvarif to kill the Roveya. Talk about men, yeah. Because he's a Rasha, but the Mitzvah is a Rasha. I know St. Paul Gideon Diburi. So why here he's a Rasha? Why is he Nemo? Why could she get married? B'chi Tema. Shiny Avis Ishu Daki the Barabonan, this is one of the coolest. But it's not true. Kamar Amenashe, Gazlan, the Divrei Torah, Pasul Avis Isha. Hayin Shom, Umashma, the Ilu Gazlan, the Divrei Torah, Kasul Avis Isha, Mehman Lena Harakti. Abba Gavda Mesa Masmai Rasha, it's not a very nice thing to do. Hey Mashma, Bahad the Umar of Yosef, Liritsoni Rasha, who, Batora Omar, Toshi Dotchem Rasha, who are Dav Gehe the Apostle Yehudas who then they make some Atzmai Rasha. Not like I have been maintaining. But Lachay Nira! Behold the Kazva Rashba, behold the Umar of Chistuk, Sabra Meir, Eidim Sha'omru Lahem, Chismu, the Sabra Meir, Pila Bechay Gadna, Eidim the Mesa Matzmai Rasha, Shainu Chosid, Hainu Dav Kahosom, the Einem Monim Loma, Matoris Eidus, Anusum Hayinu Machmas Nefashos, the Chiman Shehigit Shuvin the Chayzer Umagit. There's another element here that we're forgetting about. Elakosh Enksav Yodon Yoitzim Mokum Acher. Wait, Bomruk Sav Yodenu, who's there? Abu Katanim Oyinu Psuli Eidus Oyinu Einem Monim Lachachamim Elam Torah Smigu Dipoy Shaski from the Pesha Asar. The Rameir Shom Einem Monim Mishum the Torah Smigu Lo Mahani Kiman Shed Kalo Kedin Avdi. Knocks away the migu, but mainly you're not nemon because of kibbutz yigit from the chayzer magid. Your chasimus on the star is considered hagodah number one, and now you want to withdraw it and say it's no good. So that's kibbutz yigit from the chayzer magid. Rabbanon hold you could do it if ever pesha also. The mayor's point is, you know, the rishus, so to speak, ruins the pesha also. Not it ruins. That's not the reason why he's not nemon. He's not nemon because he's saying he's possibly avis. He's not Nemon because I'm sorry, Kibbutz Shehigit. The problem is when he has a Pesha Osar. So that's what he's saying. If he doesn't have a Pesha Osar to say he did a Miserishus. So he's not believed to say he did a Miserishus. This knocks off the Migu, the Pesha Osar. Once the Pesha Osar is knocked off, then it's time to say he's not Nemon. He's not Nemon. Because it's Kibbutz Shehigit, Shimon Chayzer Magal. Abu Kalhecha Shenemon, the Torah says it's Mamish. Here you don't have to say you're a Rasha to be not Nemon. You just have to knock off the Pesha also. You can't say Eidus because it's Kibbutz Shehigit Shuvin Chayzer Magid. Abu Kalhecha the Nemon Mataris Eidus Mamish Leimitzel Alhecha the Mashu Nafshei Rasha. Alhecha the Mashu Nafshei Rasha Avalei Shaper Eid. Kusha Shiksha Chachamim Arav Yitzchak Bachar David Nesiyah Shal Lefi Dorenu. But the Divrei Meir, Kivin Dein Amonim B'Torahs Eidus, Elam B'Torahs Migu, Kivin Shalai Kedin Avdei Lord Mahamdi B'Torahs Migu, Davdei Bit Mok B'Chazot. He's saying there's a different shot in the Rash, but not he's not Nemon because he's saying he did a Maisa Rishos, even though he didn't become Apostle. He's not Nemon because of Kivin Shehigit. We were going to save him from that fate of Kivin Shehigit because of the Peshon. So we say he wouldn't have done it. Ruined the Pesha Osar. The fact that he wouldn't have done it ruined the Pesha Osar. L'chein b'stav of the Rashi b'tshuva chayim. B'shvil the anus of mami kolech near Galiav or possibly Yehudas.
What's the machlokes there?
It's chalik with the Rosh. The Rosh has the favors, and not possibly Eidus. Think the Rosh was chalik. And Nusul Gami, Kalecha Deg Vayabor, possibly Eidus. Lavagad loy bigel ala mitzvah, so say the big dashti.
No, but what's the machlokes between the man and the bani?
Whether the Peshasar is ruined, if we look at it as something you shouldn't have done.
Right.
Okay. Good. We'll continue Sunday. Oh, I went to the wedding Sunday night.
The wedding Sunday.
Monday Mitzvah Shem. I have a chas on Sunday, but maybe if the chup was early enough, anybody know what to make? Anyway, I don't want to say not Sunday night. I might make. I don't know. I don't have any rides. If I arrange a ride and someone takes me away right after the chuppah, then I don't see why we can't learn Sunday night. Let's leave it that we all learn. I'm not going to stay by the chasm.
I was at the
chasm's
wrist.
Can I ask you for some help in putting away slime or something? No, I have to meet with someone now. I meet with another DL rabbi. I'm doing more for Achdus this last week, man.
I think that's very nice.
I do. Actually, I do too.